We will now move on to House District 28, where the candidates are the Democrat Val Buffone and the incumbent Republican Craig Johnson. Welcome to both of you. We'll start with you, Ms. Buffone, if you'd be good enough to give us your opening statement.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate being here tonight and the opportunity to address the voters in our district. I've lived in the district for 18 years, Alaska for 30. I'm deeply rooted in our community, and I love it there. We have great neighborhoods and value our wonderful neighbors. I'm running for State House because I believe it's time for new energy that will produce results for Alaskans. I'll put my experience and energy to work across party lines for you. As a labor relations professional and small business owner, I've spent my career negotiating solutions and fighting for good jobs for Alaskan families. Now it's time for new leaders who will listen, work hard, and solve problems. We can't afford to continue with the old-style politics that has so damaged our trust in state government. I've been very involved in our community. It's been a pleasure to work as a CASA volunteer on behalf of abused and neglected children. I've worked on the Boys and Girls Club board, opening new clubhouses that give our kids a safe place to be. I'm involved with the Vietnam Veterans Alaskan chapter, and have also done work with the Senior Advisory Council, helping to find solutions for family caregivers to keep families together as parents age. So I will continue to be involved in our community, and I certainly look forward for the opportunity to serve you in the Alaska State Legislature. It would be an honor and a privilege.
Thank you. And now incumbent Republican Craig Johnson.
Thank you, Michael. For the past 2 years, it's been an honor and a privilege to serve District 28 in the state legislature. When I got elected, my top priorities were quality schools, protecting our neighborhoods, keeping them safe, and securing funds for roads and safety improvements. It's imperative that we plan ahead, that we continue down the road of the long-term planning that we've done, and we must build a pipeline. Developing renewable alternative energies is also a key. We must keep our fuel costs low. And we must control the size and the cost of government. We have to attract new businesses and to keep taxes low, and this is very critical. As a fiscal conservative, I think it's equally important that we keep the size of government in check. Southwest Anchorage offers a truly unique living experience. I think it's the best place in Anchorage to live, and as your representative, I will continue to fight for those roads and schools and keeping our neighborhood safe, and I would appreciate your vote on November 4th.
Okay, candidate question round, and we'll start with you, Craig Johnson, a question for your opponent.
Thank you, Michael. Valerie, in this campaign, you have repeatedly promised voters new energy solution. It's been a major part of your campaign. So I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. First, what specific proposals for new energy solutions do you have? And secondly, would you please explain to viewers exactly what the legislature did in the last 2 years on the issues of energy?
Well, specifically, I think you're right. I do believe that energy is a top priority for the legislature. I believe the solutions would start with getting our gas to market, which is why I would certainly support the Alaska gas line. Not have voted against it. That's critical. Alaskans, we need to get that gas to market and also to Alaskans. That's critical. I would also be supportive of the Fire Island wind project. I think there's a good opportunity there to help reduce our dependency on non-renewable resources. I'm supportive. I was very excited to see the lease sale that took place over at Mount Spur, and that it brought in more than was expected, and some very promising proposals there, working with the geothermal, the wind, and certainly hydro. Lake Chacachamna looks promising as well. That's close to Beluga. That would make a lot of sense. I think we need to really be wise, look to these various sources of new renewable energy, and in addition to getting our oil and gas again to market, supporting a gas line.
Representative Johnson, your rebuttal.
Well, thank you, Val, but you really didn't answer the question. Part of the question was what the legislature has done in the last 2 years to address the energy needs. And a lot of the things that you've mentioned, the Fire Island is done. We funded the transmission line from there. The geothermal thing was done under this legislature. In addition, we passed renewable energy fund legislation, which we put $50 million per year over the next 5 years into renewable energy to do just the things that you've asked about. We funded the AHFC weatherization program, $160 million for the energy rebate and $200 million for weatherization. We have an ongoing inquiry by the House Judiciary Committee on the cost of gasoline. We put additional money into the revolving loan fund to help renewal Alaskans to purchase fuel. We funded transmission lines once again to Fire Island. We have also given $1,200 to each individual citizen. And we've introduced legislation. I personally introduced legislation to dust off the study for the Susitna Dam. We funded the LIHEAP program, which is low energy money for low-income families. And we've also put additional money into the revolving loan fund so that cities could borrow money to get fuel. You didn't answer the question, but we've done a lot. A lot of the things you suggest we do, we have already done.
Final comment, 15 seconds.
Well, to hear Mr. Johnson tell the story, we don't any longer have an energy problem here in Alaska. I got to tell you, I sort of think we do. There were numerous amendments that were offered up that would have offered much more relief in this area that Craig voted against. This includes the trash to gas. It includes help to advance Lake Chacachamna and various other proposals. So, Craig, I'm glad that your colleagues managed to get a lot of things done, and to the degree you were a part of that, terrific. But there's a lot of work still to be done.
Okay, we'll go back to you, Valerie Buffon. Do you have a question for Representative Johnson?
I believe I do. Craig, the overarching message that I am hearing from voters in our district is it's time for a change from politics as usual. As you're aware, the FBI exposed corruption in our legislature regarding oil taxes, and several folks have gone to jail. During your 2 years in office, you've opposed the governor on two major initiatives. You opposed oil tax reform, and you opposed the Alaska gas line. Do you agree that perhaps now that the governor, Democrats, and Republicans were right on these issues?
I don't think so. I will still stand by my vote. I think the gas pipeline granting the $500 million to a foreign company, which promptly put us fourth on their list to build a pipeline, was the wrong decision. It did not allow for bringing gas to Alaskans. It will be after TransCanada builds the pipeline that we will have an opportunity to build gas. We are limited to the size of pipeline we can build, so I still stand by that decision. There are two companies vying for that, and I think one of them will get it. In terms of the investment on the North Slope, I agreed with the governor's first proposal. I think we did probably need to increase the taxes. But once it got in the legislature and we started doing the standard deduction, which froze the deductions that a company can take for any investment on the North Slope at the 2006 level, was pretty egregious. We also have a 7% reduction in the gas pipeline, in the oil pipeline flowing through now. And without that additional investment in infrastructure and drilling, that will continue to diminish. And at our budget being based on $80 a barrel within the next few years, it's going to be very, very hard for us to maintain our budget.
Valerie Buffon.
Well, the fact of the matter is we've made more progress on the gas line in the last 2 years than the previous 25. And I believe that's in large part as a result of the competition that was created in the passing of the gas line that my opponent voted against. We're now enjoying oil tax reform that encourages exploration, allows for industry profits, but gives Alaskans a fair share. Again, Craig, you voted against it. You voted for the largest budget in our state's history, not once but twice, and yet the revenues that you opposed created the surplus that allowed for the progress to be made in forward funding of education, establishing the energy fund, providing so many of the items that you listed off earlier. But again, you voted against that funding. It also put money into the constitutional budget reserve. These are all good things. I will put the concerns and needs of Alaskans first and make sure working families and small business owners are given the opportunity to prosper along with our big industries. Here in Alaska, no one should be left out in the cold.
Mr. Johnson, a brief response.
Thank you, Val. The main thing that we need is jobs. By stopping the investment on the North Slope with the tax structure, we, for every $100 million of investment that we take off the North Slope, is between 60 and 70 full-time jobs, round-the-clock full-time jobs. The production is dropping. BP just worked on a project to do heavy oil. We have a constituent, Val, that is now doing 28 days on and 28 days off in Indonesia. That person should be working on the North Slope, and they're not, as a direct result of that tax.
Okay, it's the host's opportunity to ask a question, and I'll start with Valerie Buffon. My question is, Alaskans almost universally are concerned about health care, especially its cost. What's one thing we can do to make things better for Alaskans who need help with health care?
Well, one thing we could do is what the House failed to do last session, which would be to increase the funding for Denali Kid Care. We're talking about basic health care for pregnant women and children. We could have gotten 70 cents for every 30 that we invested out of the federal government, raising the limit to 200% of the federal poverty level. A lot of states are doing this, states that certainly aren't in the financial condition that Alaska's in. And I think it's shameful that we allowed the session to end without increasing that funding. I also think we really need to start hunkering down on the issue of trying to provide some opportunities for small businesses to get access to reasonable health care. I've been involved with some of the various forums that Commonwealth North and others have put on to try and look at some pooling opportunities. I was a healthcare trustee for many years, and we constantly had to tackle the increasing costs and the various types of managed care to keep the costs down. But we need to make healthcare affordable and accessible and roll up our sleeves and really get busy on that.
Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Michael. I think one of the biggest tragedies that we have going on now is the inability of our seniors to receive medical care based on their Medicare payments. The amount of money that's being spent just simply doesn't pay the bills for the doctors. We've worked with our federal delegation to try to get that fixed. It has been worked on. But the other thing I think we can do is start Medicare clinics where those things are available and that is provided. The other thing that we were able to do is we doubled the number of students in the WAMI program at the University of Washington. So we went from 10 to 20, and we fully funded that so that those doctors can come back and we can have more of those doctors in Alaska and especially in rural Alaska. So I think it's a complicated problem. It's going to take investment, and it's going to take a lot of thought, and it's something that we definitely need to fund.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I'm going to start with you this time. Interest groups deserve to be heard in Juneau through their lobbyists, but how do we achieve a balance to make sure that they're heard but don't have undue influence?
And that question is to me, I assume.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think that lobbyists have undue influence. I think that the citizens groups are equally represented. I supported we have great communications. We have the ability of citizens to communicate. For the first time in Alaskan history, we held a session in Anchorage. It was tremendously responsible. I think that we've dealt with a number of things. We have lobby reporting now that's a lot stricter than it's ever been before. We have more clearly identified their lobbyists can't contribute. The greatest lobbyists that we have are the citizens. And those are the ones, and they still come down, and they still visit with us. And for every lobbyist that I visit with, I visit with five or six constituents.
Okay, again, the question for Valerie Buffon was, interest groups deserve to be heard in Juneau through their lobbyists, but how do we assure that the lobbyists don't have undue influence?
Well, one way we do it is we certainly make sure that we're keeping in touch with our constituents and the folks that elect us into office. That's something I'm highly committed to. I don't talk to a person or put out a piece of material without saying, by all means, call me. Let me know what's on your mind. I'm a lot of things. A mind reader isn't one of them. So clearly, we need to make sure that we're in touch with our constituents. I believe there's currently a disconnect happening there, and that's something that I really want to see change and am very committed to. I think we also need to recognize that that lobbyists for various organizations do provide a certain level of expertise, but we need to stay true and center to the people we represent and really ensure that we are addressing the issues based on what's best for Alaska, what's best for our district, and really make it a point to get outside of the inner circle that of hibernation that can occur in Juneau and again, get back to the people that we're there to represent.
Okay, let's go to closing statements, and we'll start with Valerie Buffone. You have 1 minute for a closing statement, please.
All right. Thank you again for the opportunity to come before you tonight. You will soon vote on how Alaska will move forward facing its many opportunities and challenges. My opponent, he sees most things as Democrat and Republican. It's not that simple. Like most Alaskans, I have a different view. I see problems and issues, and I look for creative solutions. And they're not going to necessarily align with any political party. If elected, I will work towards bipartisan solutions on the economy, energy, health care, etc. I'm ready to roll up my sleeves and dedicate myself to working through issues and neighborhoods' concerns on behalf of the people in my district. I will be a strong advocate for you in Juneau. I will always welcome your questions and concerns. Your opinions matter to me. Please feel free to contact me at 242-7367. And, you know, I'm not Joe the plumber, but I am Val the gal, and I'll work hard for you, and I'd appreciate your vote.
Representative Johnson, you have the last word, sir.
Thank you, Michael. As I said earlier, it's been a privilege to serve District 28 for the last 2 years. As I go door to door and I've talked to people, their concerns are very similar to mine. They want to have safe neighborhoods. They want quality schools, and they want quality roads. I, too, have worked together across party lines. As co-chairman of the Salmon Task Force, I am putting together probably the two most diverse groups in Alaska, and that's commercial fishermen and sports fishermen, trying to find solutions on getting fish in the river and working so it's a win-win situation. I've been a 19-year resident of the district. I have two daughters. Both went to Clatt Elementary, Mears Middle School, and graduated from Diamond High School. I'm fortunate enough that they have both come back to Alaska after graduating. It is my commitment to Southwest Anchorage that everyone's children should have a job when they come back to Alaska. I'm proud of my accomplishments. I don't have an opportunity now to list them. I see that my time is up. But on November 4th, I would certainly appreciate your vote. I would love another 2 years and the honor of serving you again.
Thank you, Representative Johnson. We're going to take another break here, and then we'll be back with House District 29.